May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Candles are very special, aren't they? I don't know if you've ever been in a power cut, but a candle is essential for being able to see where you're going or what you're doing. And as a family, we have a candle on our table in winter months for our meals because it gives a warm glow, especially on a cold winter's night. And our Advent candle is very important for us because we light it to mark a new day in Advent. And I thought it was very special when Jim and Morag lit this Advent candle to start the beginning of Advent. Advent, of course, means coming and refers to the coming of Jesus at Christmas as God incarnate, as God made man, and also to his second coming at the end of time. And it's this concept of the coming of Jesus that links our three passages. Let's take our passage from Jeremiah. At the time that the passage was written, the Jews were in exile in Babylon, and they were very homesick. They were living in a strange land, among people speaking a strange language, and having a strange culture. But Jeremiah gives this wonderful ray of hope. He says that God will send someone special, descended from David, who will restore Judah and its capital, Jerusalem. And he will do what is right and just in the land and will be called the Lord of Righteousness. And initially the Jews understood it as referring to their return to their homeland. But as time went on, it became a prophecy for the coming of the Messiah. And of course, by the time Luke was writing, that prophecy had been fulfilled in the person of Jesus. But in our passage that we had from Luke today, Luke is looking much further ahead to the second coming of Jesus. He says there will be a natural phenomenon in the universe, but then the Son of Man will come in a cloud with power and glory to bring redemption, the imagery coming from the book of Daniel. And also in our third passage from 1 Thessalonians, there's a reference to the second coming. Paul says that he's had a very good report from Timothy about the Christians at Thessalonica, but he encourages them to be awake, to be alert, for when the Lord comes with all his holy ones. So, how should we respond to the coming of Jesus at Christmas and to his second coming? Well, I'd like to make three suggestions. The first is that we might regard Advent as a time for preparation. For Jesus in Luke's Gospel said, be on the watch, be prepared. And Advent might be a time when we examine our spiritual lives and see how we can put them in order. And really, this is what repentance is about. It's turning back on the past and starting afresh. And the sort of questions that we might ask ourselves, are we spending enough time on our prayer and Bible reading in our daily lives? Do we speak out enough about our Christian faith to other people? Do we reflect the joy of Christ in our lives? Or do we sometimes get discouraged? Is there more that we can do to help other people, especially those who are less fortunate than ourselves? And are we patient, forgiving, and considerate enough in our relationships with other people? Now, those are just some questions that we might think about. But Paul, in his letter, says that we should be blameless before the Lord, and that should be our aim. Secondly, I think Advent might be a time when we could concentrate more on prayer. Prayer is mentioned twice in our passages. Jesus tells his listeners that they should pray that they may escape what will happen. And Paul says he's been praying most earnestly, day and night, to come and see the Thessalonians. And I see prayer like a telephone conversation. Sometimes we talk to our relatives or friends that we haven't seen for a long time at the weekend. We have a long conversation, and that establishes communication. And sometimes we have just a quick chat on our mobiles during the week to ask somebody to do something or just to impart some news. But I think prayer is a bit like that. We need to have time each day for prayer to establish our relationship with God. But of course we can communicate with God at any time of the day, even just for a short moment, to thank him for things that are going right, to ask him for guidance on things where we need help. And I think what is important is that prayer should be two ways. I don't know if you've ever had a conversation where someone on the other end has done most of the talking. And I just wonder if sometimes when we pray to God, we give him a list of our requests, but we don't have time to listen, to let God speak through our mind. I think that's an important aspect of prayer. And thirdly, I think Advent could be a time when we might try to show Christ's love more to other people. Paul said in his letter, "May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for one another, as ours does for you." And the Greek New Testament word for love is agape. It means all-encompassing love. Love that's freely given. Self-giving love. And if we want to understand really what love is, we only have to look at the example of Jesus, because he loved those who were rich, those who were poor, those who were outcasts, those who were lonely. And our Lord would love us to show love, concern and care for each other, but also to those who are less fortunate than ourselves. And that comes out very clearly in his parable of the sheep and goats, when he encourages us to look after those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who need clothes, those who are sick, those who are in prison. And perhaps we might use Advent as a time when we might support a charity, either by giving up of our time or giving financially. I started with the analogy of a candle. And very recently, I came across a card, and on the front of it was a candle that was unlit. And inside was a candle with a flame, a light shining out. And on it were the words, "You set me all aglow." And I thought how appropriate that symbolism was for Advent. Because we don't want to be like that candle that is unlit. We want to glow, to radiate with the love and light of Christ. Holman Hunt, in his famous picture, "Jesus, Light of the World," portrayed Jesus standing outside a home, holding a lamp, waiting to be invited in. And as Advent starts, may we open the door of our hearts to the love and light of Christ. And in a world where there is darkness, may we bring that love and light to other people. Amen.